Davidic chassadim that the Baruch Hu ever did to me was that he gave me this chus to spend my time with B'nai Torah and the fat here, the chus with B'nai Torah. And I'm zeichah to watch how each bracha steigs. I'm zeichah to learn from each one, how each one steigs in learning. And it's going to be a gewaltige chus and gewaltige aliyah. And sometimes I have this chus to speak to B'nai Torah and see taka, what's the oifen of aliyah. But a lot of times I notice that bothers me terribly. That if these same B'nai Torah that have so much yechaylas and so much kaychas, so many of them that have an equal of a shverkeit, I notice they're all long. It's all the same problem. But it's all the same nekuda. It's that all B'nai Torah go through. And life is like so many, that's their oifen of mesula, the chas v'shalom that they don't get up from. So I want to use tonight, to read the room, the senyon abyssal. And I think it's the frat important now, the bemis now. L'fi ha'emes is bemis a new zman. The emes is that now, we're starting the second half of the summer. It's 4 weeks, not 4 weeks. And it's a new zman, it's the second trip. A lot of people came new. To gewaltige time of Eschatzes. And for new zman, for those that are going to yeshiva soon, it's also for Shtei Tzach Anayi Zman, the Elul Zman. All of us that were starting Betzim Anayi Zman, a time that's 4 weeks, it's come out half the summer. And it's a gewaltige time to mechazik a little bit limit at Hayim. It's Gemara and Brachas, that we're dying. Zabti Gemara, when the Talmidim would leave Rav Ami the Shiva, they'd go out. They would vinch on in the space, they would tell one the other, which in Pashto, it should be zaycha to see your oilam b'chayecha. If I state that, it's a chamad mezach, what can I, it means, oilamcha. Is Rashi Shteltich of them, and Rashi teaches Kol Tzarchecha Timtza, which Pasha means you should have Panasa, you should have whatever you need. But the Emes says there's a big Shverkeit with Rashi. A Pasha often a Shverkeit. What is Rashi? Well, how is Rashi going to learn the Gemara? Olam Chatira B'Chayecha, the word B'Chayecha. If I give you a Bracha, you should have Panasa. Do I say you should have panasa as long as you're alive, b'chayecha? Nobody has panasa, achamei v'esim. What does that mean, b'chayecha? It's not a shverkeit, a ksas tzarchin. It's hard to understand that when g'dayle yaylam, g'dayle merayim, tamidim arvami would give brachas, the first thing they would say is you should have a gewaltige panasa. That's a shverkeit. That's not what tamid acham think about. I looked in the Mepharshim, and they all say different pshatim. That the Nekuda and Rashi, the Shverkeit, they were all a margish. So I want to tell you, Bez Hashem, I thought the pshat in the Gemara is. I think the Emes stems very stark, and it's an Emes of pshat in the Gemara. There's a Rambam in a Cheshuva, a Rambam that, if I would say it, you could call me a Kaifa, because the Emes, it sounds like fear. But the Rambam in Chashuva Perikei Alachabeis says a plea de gevart. The Rambam is talking about what a person has bechira, that nobody has to be epes atzadik or rush, everything is totally beyond Adam. And he fears ois a lashon, el kol Adam royu liois tzadik kemoish rabbeinu. Kol Adam. Every person is royu liois tzadik kemoish rabbeinu. And this is Bemis pleadic. I mean, one of these sides of Amunah is, like we say in Davening, like, come Yisrael, come Moshe. Nobody could be like Moshe. The Rambam, Alein Stelzavek, in one of the Animaimins, that's one of the Gimel Ikim by the Rambam. How could the Rambam say that Kol Adam, every person, I mean, you and all of us, everybody here, and everybody outside, everybody all over, could be like Moshe Rabbeinu? The Yes of Chaim Voloshin, who's the guest of Chassid from Goin, says, was the going like a reason? So Chaim got angry. Chas v'shalom. To say that the going was a reason, said Chas v'shalom to Ramban. It wasn't like a Ramban. That was the merachas of the going to the Rishonim. What Shat the Rambam is saying that everyone here, Kol Adam, could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a clear bit. As I write, I saw in the Ramon Yerdei and Simulation based in Sifchof, says Mefurish, it's also a person to say, look at the Taz in Mefurish, it's also a person to say that he's like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pashto is that, the Pashto is the Amuna. What's main the Rambam? The Emes is Duchsach Meir that the Rambam's Mekar is the Gemara in Brachas. Das am Khala vom Beis de Morzak. A filu yes for yod ei tayr u mais in tayvim kim bei shrabim. So the ken zayn that the Ramas mekar. Oh, but doesn't enter the kasha. So the Gemara zayich it shver. What does that mean a person could be like Moshe Rabbeinu? It's mamish kimat kfira. So I think Ben Mitzvah, the Rambam is telling us that Amardiki is Zoid. Amardiki is Zoid now, Aliyah and Tyra. Oh, but more so in our Chas V'Shalom, our Nefila in Taira. What's the Makar of our Nefila? The Emes is Lang Tzedek a few months ago. Klai Yisrael lived through a Gevaldige Eisara. The Emes is that with your Emes, it was a Yitzara for a Yachid, or with Yechidim. But every person, I'm sure, every from a Yid, in Kol Kitva Yitzaret, wherever a Yid was, felt the Tzara. I know teachers, Mechanchem, told me that the students, the children, the older children, the 3 days I'm talking about when that girl got lost. And for the Valdige Eitz Sarah, I don't think anybody here, or anybody, any from a Yid, didn't feel a Krecht, a Tsar, a Yogain. And Mamash, the Rebbeim told me that the children in the yeshiva couldn't learn, the episode was so tetragic about this Maisa. And the emphasis is when a Gevaldige Tsar happens, a Yid that has a Vissel Amunah realizes Medaf Epis Upland, Medaf Epis Steigen von Azazach. There's no such thing as upsetting happenings, a Mikra. The Rambam in Ilchus Tainus, non fundamental Ilchus Tainus, says that something happens, and a person says, no, Tzara Zu Nikru Nikreis, it happens. So it happens that a person gets lost, the verse is, but the Rambam Hayeza Derech Achzarius. That's Achzarius. You think that Rishon made a person suffer stamum zis, stamum epsat zufal? There's a limit for us. And he goes right and he says, and that's going to be toisif tzara tzara sacheris. It's going to cause more tzara. And it ties to the pasuk in the Techacha, in Telch imi bekeri. If you're going to go with mikra, ties to Rambam, I'll be moisif more tzara. And the emphasis is there was an obvious, something here is trying to teach us something. Something here is epsat limit for us. And for Shteitach, there's an obvious yisoid, what it means Ahavas Yisrael, what it means Achdus. But I think there's an important insight for us B'nai Torah B'Frat. The Emes is, it was a pleasing Gazach. I mean, nobody could deny how thousands and thousands of Yidden got involved. Some been Mammon, some been Guf. It was a Torah from Gan Tzla Yisrael. And there were Goyim, a lot of Goyim, that were wondering, what is going on here? What's the Tzachta? It's only a little girl. She's not a great rabbi, she's not a great leader, she's not even a mother of children. A young child gets lost. It has to become everybody's problem. There were goyim that asked us with her malay. What's happening? What are we all doing? Why did yeshivas close down and people were running, closing the gemaras and giving thousands, I spoke to somebody who's involved, it was thousands and thousands of dollars. What was going on here for one person? And for Shteitzach, by us Yidden, the Kasha, Fatsach, and Zvam Bechlal, that's a Nefesh Achas V'Yisrael. Oh, but you can't tell that to a Goy. What's the answer to every Goy that any Tippish can understand? The answer is, you're right, she's only a little girl, a young child. We're not looking for a young child. We're looking for potential. We're looking for her Asid. Now, she's a young child, one of a million, and Chanami. Oh, but look what she could become. She could have her own family, and they would have their family, or she could become a great leader. We're not looking for a young child. We're looking for yechaylus. We're looking for potential. We're looking for an asid. There's an asid here. And that even the Grefter Nar understands. Don't look at a person what he is. Look what he could become. Look what lives in every person. Now he's a young child, but look what he could become. And every person, even the Narish Sagai, realizes there's no bigger hefsid than the hefsid of Yechailus, of potential. I thought to myself, what a merdik and Musa Haskell. Here we go, we close our Gemara, we close our businesses, we go looking for Yenim's potential, for Yenim's Yechailus. And we're makir, we realize what this means, a hefsid from Yechailus, from potential. Why don't we stop and look for our own potential? Why don't we stop and look for how much we're losing? Now, Baruch Hashem, she's found. Maybe we should find ourselves. Maybe we're also tayim. Maybe we're also oivdim. We're not lost in the woods. Maybe we're lost in our Gemara. Maybe we're lost in our Yechailus. Or maybe Betzig is us. Maybe we're losing our lives. Maybe Taka was sitting in front of the Gemara, Lishlish, Lervia, Amalyeh, Amalnisht. But look how much hefsid there is. Look how much Yechailus. Yeah, you're a young Bacha, and I'm only one. But look what could be. Rabbi said, if we realize to stop, Gan's Klai Yisrael stops for one Yachid, for one Yechailus, why don't we each stop, Chach once a day, and ask ourselves, are we Tayyim? Are we Oivdim? Are we lost? Are we Nutigayt our Kaychis? We're also lost. And maybe it's worse. Maybe the Aveda of Ruchnis is also, it got worse. And who knows how much potential goes away each day of Atala by Bnei Tayyir Bifrat. Who knows how much koiches is lost when a bracha bats in front of the Gemara? When a bracha doesn't realize he's yechailus, not what he is, or what he could be, or what his asid is. Isn't that a limud for us? Shouldn't we stop and take a limud from that, that then we will mock it without a shayla? So what did Chayecha Koidman? What's with your own life? Are you losing your life? Isn't that the biggest hefsid? And especially now, when in this door, there's no door like this door, we have such a churban HaTorah, such an elban HaTorah, like we said the other week, there's less than 1% of Klal Yisrael are shomer Torah mitzvahs. That doesn't mean that 1% are all learned Torah. To chelek of that 1%, what the achrayus each person has, or better gesagt, what the achrayus potential, are we looking at us? We are the belief the killer by the Eivishta. Are we saying Zechazai? In Avada, I speak here to Bnei Tayyir with the Acheretz. We all come to Seder. And we all should listen to the Shia. We all chazed the Shia. But can't we do more? Isn't there days that learning is so much more geschmack? And we have so much more atzlach and so much more tayelet? So what's with the other days? You could do it. Thus is there. Nishan HaShvachatag. Look at a good day. That's the way it should always be. That's you. That's the real you. That's what you could be. And each day goes by, that's lost potential she'ena chayzeret. The morale says a mardi kiloshin. The morale's up the morale. Re'isi bonim. Asher libam kepitzchei shalulam. The achayles they have, the lave, the achayles are zoi grois. Atruoyin lekabel kol haTorah kula. With such kishreinus mekabel kol haTorah kula, v'achrisam is nevdu, it's lost. V'hayu and they become kishar amei haaretz. They become amaratim. So the maral chay Hashem tivokai v'chvezach m'deshem Hashem. Im ein lekroyin lekroy al ze. If it's not roy to write kriya, kisei v'Torah shenisra. What shot? What's Vaintman Azoi? What's the safety? What's the Kriya? That's lost koiches, lost potential. Avadi or Yachit. Abu Yeruin Matavo Kalatayr Kula. And maybe once a day we should ask ourselves, is the Ra'al talking to me? Does he mean me? Am I from those people that are ruling the Talbot Kolatari Kula, but I become Ta'achad Amiyaret? Isn't it my Baltashkis? Isn't that the dress the Hesses? What's with me? Ich such Yenim. What's with me? What's with my Kurfus? And the frat this door, was there ever a door in history that it was so easy to learn Torah? Was there ever a door in history that there was no ikuf? I'm not talking about 100 years ago when yeshivas were closed down, the Volozhin yeshivas closed down because of redifus. Or talking about time of tachtitat when there was the b'shoyim, they'll kill yidden. I'm talking about even in America. So about 50 years ago, I heard from Yisrael Zangezun, when he was in yeshiva, how every chit and shit was mesiris nefesh. How getting a shidduch, if we in yeshiva, not kol, in yeshiva, you couldn't get a shidduch. I remember like yesterday, Yabshach Nizan Zangezun Nishtak, he spoke here in Tachshin Membei, by Yeshiva Brachas. And he said when he was involved with shidduchim, he couldn't get a shidduch. You know why, he said? Because I was a Ben Torah. And nobody wanted to marry a Ben Torah. And today, I'll tell you, today I have Shachas Shidduchim, very, very little. But I'll tell you, if somebody doesn't want to learn in Kailo at least 2 years, this is the Echolus of our door. This is the Echolus of our door, Rabbi say. I heard from Harv Levenberg Zangezuntenstark, he said that when he knows the idea that the Rebbe made a block, the Telzer Shiva went into a swarm store, into Goldman's swarm store, and he said, I wonder why it's so Tachoshin. This happened right after the war. Listen, Rabbi say. So Mr. Goldman got up on a chair and looked, and he found the Tachoshin. So he took it off and he dusted it off and said, here you are, Rosh Yeshiva. It's the last Tachoshin in America to be sold. You have it. That's the way it was not thousands of years ago. 50 years ago. 50 years ago, they sold the last Tachoshin. Rav Zelig told me he's once walking in the Gassi after the Mechama with a sheet of Mekubetzes. Somebody stopped and said, you still learn that type of thing? That's the way it was 50 years ago, 45 years ago. And today, how easy it is. Is there a thing in the world that a Ben Torah needs that he doesn't have? There's tapes, there's videos, English Svarim, Yiddish Svarim, Likutim, English Gemara, Yiddish Gemara, everything a person needs. There's Svarim, there's Rishonim, Achronim. There's only one thing that's missing. It's Tzutzel Leg and Abyssal Cup, Abyssal Heart. And that's the question we have to ask ourselves. We're living, Enoch Arami, the Dor Yosem, Mitzad Echad, of Mitzad Sheni, it's the guest door from Yecholus. From Yecholus. Remember the word Yecholus. From potential. Why don't we look for our own potential? A cup of milk, somebody goes and spills a cup of milk out. He's right, Baltashkis, right? The shot! Isn't there a bigger shot of a person's life? Or a year or a week of a person's life? And every person, then, every person has kaychas. I once said, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, a zach, that connected everything in Ashkafa, the choir that we learn. It's connected every Musa Sefer, connected every Sefer in Ashkafa. The Mishnah says, in a Sanhedrin of Amadayim, Lefikach, Kol Echad V'Echad, Chayiv Loima, V'Shvili Nivra Oilam. You know, in Yeshiva, they tell you that be an onav, Tach Fun Yenim, Zubis Agonis, but you're nothing, forget about yourself. And here, Mr. Amal, the Mishnah says, the Dinham Mishnah does not say Toy, or Roi, or Nachayim, it says Chayiv, and doesn't say Chayiv. Kol Echad V'Echad, that means you and you, all of us, have to become big Balei Gaiva and say, B'Shvili Nivra Oilam. Is there anything L'Chayra that connected the Kol HaTorah Kula V'Ashkafa that we learned like this? A person walk around with his head high, it's all me. And what does Oilam mean? Does not mean Oshraga or New York or America. It means the ganze Welt, every bird and every fly and every grass and every tree and every person. Because of me. What is it? And it's not some Amin Chassidus. It's a Din HaMishnah Chayiv. How do you understand that? Rabbi Yisai, the Mishnah, the Yisaiti, is teaching us the Yisoid of Atzlacha. You're only a Yachid. I'm only a young 15-year-old Bacha. But do you know how chashiv you are? Not Yenim, not your Rosh Hashiva, not your brother who's smarter than you, or not your chavrus is a goyim. You, and you, all of us. Do you know how chashiv you are? There's a chiyuv to say, Bishvili nivra olam. The ganze welt and everything, the arts and malaya, was made for you. That's all to help you, Vas, to help you, Shai. Don't point the finger at Yenim and the Rosh Hashiva and this. You. And it's a chiyuv. Please it. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us. Realize your koyches, your potential. Nish Yenim, your koyches. And I once said, I had to speak by bar mitzvah, the modern bar mitzvah. So I said these words, that if you want to define a person is unlimited potential. And in England, and here for Yeshiva Shishprach, a person is Yecholas Bilti Gvul. That's the uptight of a person. That's the type of a person. Nobody knows. Because nobody knows how Mashiach the Shmaya waits for us, for each one of us, if he lives through a bissel cup, a bissel asmad and harvanya. Now, by side, we're all ro'oyim lekabel kol terakulam. We're all like that lay for suach ke'ulam. But we have to ask ourselves, Amol, is the Maral talking about us when he says that it's royu the kroya kisef teresh and nisno chas shalom? Are we nothing like the der gewaldige gelegenheit? Are the der gewaldige door that we're in with so much light in the Shemaya? I heard from the Rav Zangezund. He said that you think about the Gehenim. What does Gehenim mean? So you think about a big fire and Yisurim. So Rav Zalik said B'Shem Chazal, that's not the biggest Gehenim. The biggest Gehenim is Lasu Lavai. They're going to show a person, look what you could have been. You, the young, the Shvach, and all the Terutim you're going to say, but they will show you what you could have been. And he said that's the Pshat, and we say in benching, that's the Gehenim, that's the great Gehenim. The Gehenim that they'll show us, Narvas Lubit, Roy the Kabul Kol Terakula. And then it's going to be Chas V'Shalom a bush and a chlima li oilam voed. Then it's going to be too late. You fashpiled, you went through life with the grass to koiches, with the grass to yecholes. And look what became of you. And this is what we have to constantly ask ourselves. This, I think, is the emes lima that we have from that maisa. Avada was sitting and learning, we're opening our Gemara. But are we really shaking? Are we looking like our koiches? I don't mean staying up late at night or these achen. I mean pashit. No, are we looking like the tzait that we have? The tzait that's given to us? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. And last year we heard from Rav Chinzayim Gizotnishtak, he said of a Mardik HaRizal, which I think the MS is the makar of what Rav Zalek said. The HaRizal says, How does it work in Shemayim Kivayachla with the Seishas Lashon? How does it work that a person dies? What happens? Of Devil, they can have a heart attack, Rahman Aslan, whatever it is. But what does it really happen in the Pnimius that a person dies? So the Arizal says, they take a person, there's a Shama, before he's lifta, they take a picture of what he is, and a second picture of what he could have been. And they put it together. And he looks at it. And for pachas, but he has tzar. From Amos Nefesh, this is what I was, and this is what I could have been. And from then, stop them in. That's Misa, Dr. Arizal. I think that's my neighbor is when he calling the oil and voyage. That's the grass of Al Tashkish. And that's also the grass of tzar. Nervous, stupid. Look what he could have been. There's a Mardika Maisa, a simple Maisa, but I think it's a Gevaldik and a Kuda we can take out of the Maisa. So the Tziv, when he finished his Sefer, the Emek Shela, that he wrote on the Shiltis, he made a Gevaldik Suda. And he said, this Suda, besides the Shadach Vaidoya that he wrote this Sefer, this Nachatzvek. And he says, when I was a young child, I never learned. I couldn't learn, I never learned. Bezach Tzoynis. I didn't have the cup for it, and not the Ratzin. And one day I heard my father talking to my mother, and they were saying, Flush the diamond terrace, that's what they called when he was young. he runs here, he runs here, Evelnish Lenin, the Rebbe doesn't want to learn with him, he doesn't learn with the Rebbe. So the father says, you know what, we spend so much time and so much money, so he won't be a Talmud Chacham. He'll be like other people, he'll be an Erlich, a businessman. And that's what he about the Amba Shlossen, that's how he's going to be. The Netziv heard this, and he started crying. And he says, I can't learn anymore. And he says, and he heard those words, it went into him like a fire. And he decided, Mayoyim Vahala, that there's some lemon from learning. And those who know the history of the Netziv, what kind of Shvach HaKop he had, I'm not telling you Bob Meises, I'm telling you I know Biyadiyah, what Gedolim HaMeyid, with the Shvach HaKop, and with his lack of Cheshik that he had, or Tzachkinem and some learning, and he went one day to the next, and he became the greatest of the Tziv, the greatest of Rashi Bahar. And he said, Shtel Zichfor, when he's talking about his Suda, Shtel Zichfor, if I wouldn't have heard my parents talking, what would have been? I'm an Alecha person. I would have been grazing La Torah. I would have learned Mishnayis or maybe even Gemara Abyssal. I would have given Tzedakah. And I would be Master Matan Be'emunah. And I would come up Yenevel and I'd say, Yibayin Shleilam, Asinti Shlichos Secha. I did my Shlichit. I was everything as I did after Zion. And then they would say, Netziv, Netziv, was Pashpil. That wasn't your belt. That wasn't your tishliches. Avada being an alechayid, the erech abalabas, is the grace of Madrega. But not for you. For you should have been a tziv. Should have been a merem misadan shah. Should have been a meishav dov and halacha. Should have been a hemik dov and chumish. Should have been a hemik shayla on the shiltis. Where is it? And I would say, what do you mean? I don't know what that is even. What does that mean? That's you. That's what should have been you. And what a tsar would have had. So I thank the Rebbeinu Shloim now that he let me hear my parents talking. And this brought out all the graces Zachin. This brought out all these tsarim. You think about it. Is there a bigger leinevash when he called him la'olam va'ed that he could have been in a tziv and he wasn't? But how is he to know it? It's only if you realize that we have koyches. Inside the gutta, inside the shvacha. But each person, every person, is ru'uya l'kava kala terekula. He could have lived 11 b'toy. He could have lived in a oilam. She'ena ishaloi. Not his oilam. Find him well, forget him. Of a nishva dear. A mensh amol lives b'toy. And when did he find out of Rabbi Shai? When it's too late. When they show him the two pictures. But then it's much too late. And then what's he left with? My neighbor is when he called Rachman and some other voice. And I think for Ezra Hashem, that's time to Gemara. Talmidim gave one another the bracha, the greatest bracha. The greatest bracha that every Ben Torah has to hear so much and so often. Oilam cha! Your oilam, what you could to wife, your yechayles, your kishreinis, here the chayecha. You should seichet to see when you're alive. Not chas v'shalom when it's too late. Not the leinevoi when you call him. B'chayecha. Don't wait chalila v'chalila till they show you the two pictures. Because that's too late. Olam chotira b'chayecha. And that's why it's mardik medvi b'lashim chayecha. And that's taki the greatest bracha as b'nei Torah geben end of the tzveifim. You have an olam in front of you, an olam waiting for you. The olam ha-Torah. Is there a better olam? But what are you going to do with it? Don't let it go by. Olam cha tir b'chayecha. And this is the yisoid that we have to constantly chazarayim, because this is the yisoid hachayim. Every person has yisoidis, has koiches, has kishreinis, has yichoilis. Tira b'chayecha, see it, realize it. Chafan, yes. Chalila tu shvet amal. But the end of this is the nekuda I wanted to speak about, which is even more important. Because ein chanami baruch Hashem, b'nei Torah, especially b'nei Torah here, they know about their oilam cha, about their oilam, about the yecholus. So why takas do we see so many Bnei Torah that are not Matzliach? I'm not talking about those that some have no shaykhs, they don't sell to Bechlal Kot, they don't come to Zorim. That's not for this makam, that's not Bechlal what we're talking about. For that you need a bit of seichel to realize what you're wasting. But how about the Bnei Torah that have that seichel? Why so many are not Matzliach? And I've seen it throughout the years. So many times, grace of Bnei Torah, grace of Kishrenet, and grace of Tzoynet, who wanted to see their Olam, weren't Zoycha. What's the answer? What's the Yisoy? Where are we going wrong? By me is Bara, it's one word. One word. The word is Yish. That a person tries and tries, and then he gives up. He can't do it. Ayinus, Achmana Patra, he tried. And I'll tell you a simple ma'isa, and this premise tells you a lot about our toys that we're making. Somebody came to my house 3 years ago, they wanted to speak to me. Fine, he had the problem, and right away he started crying with an ulcer bacha like a baby. And I knew klar before he spoke what his problem was. But I wanted that he should tell it to me, that if I talk to him long enough, he'll realize it, and then he should tell it to me. If he realized it, I said, what's the matter? I'm not Matzliach, I'm not learning, I have no cheshbon weiter. Weiter. Yeah, I hear, but why is I not Matzliach? And after 2 minutes, he told me klar, because his brother is a bigger lama than him, and his other brother is a bigger masmid, and he's trying, but he can't be like his brother. What's his toif? What's his toif that so many of us, Rahman al-Assan, make? We forget what the word Hatzlacha means. We forget that how much what Hatzlacha means not to be Yenim, but to be your Kaychus, to your Yechaylus. And then we realize that you have no Cheshik. Because if you're not Matzliach, you can't go weiter. If you have no feeling of Hatzlacha, you can't go weiter. And that's the one of the greatest Tehusim that we make. We start thinking Hatzlacha means to be Yenim, and he's a bigger lamb, and he chops faster. But if you're looking at your kaiches, if you're seeing your oilam, oilam cha, that's hatzlacha. The cycle in chayolam, chayli beis, chayli beis. Ein hakadosh baruch hu ba betrunyan b'yoysam. Ve'ein hakadosh baruch hu doyresh mi'odam yoysam mi'choltoy. V'zeh ha'talmid kosha avanes kum tumam taki shver. V'zeh kum ban shver v'yenem. V'zeh yagu umata k'day midasay. If he works to be his kaiches, could be his manas like Kim that Hashem gave him. Who chavav that lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu kagoyin hagodol asher hishlum chukai? And he brings a mishnah that came sheninu echad hamarvav echad hamamid. That's what hatzlacha means. Kifi Torah. Hatzlacha means your kishrones and your yecholos and your problems and your stuff with your father and with everything all together. Are you doing this with dukes? Yenim has a better father. Yenim has a better kishrin. He has no problems at home like you have. But whatever it is, and everybody can see mashahu. Or besoyif dava, hatzlacha means your yecholos, what you are given. That's the taitch of hatzlacha. And that's where so many bnei Torah, they wake up and say, you know, I'm not being matzliach. I am learning for Yenim and him, and kind of comparing. And he likes Shriva Nachra, the disciple, that in his wisdom path he's more chavid than a goy in Hayoyt Gadol. Why? Well, em comes to Shver. And Toyv Echad Bitzar, he may Shaloy Bitzar. And that's one Nakuda of Yish. One Nakuda Hamasukenes of Yish. Oh, but it's a different matter. And I think it's maybe even more Shchir. But I see b'chush gadol that I see breaks many bnei Torah. Today in yeshivas is a gevaldige dogish, a gevaldige stress on galus Torah. You have to be a baksay to be an odom gadol, or a kivega, or a baruch be, like a voisha. And the emes is, it's a gevaldige derech. It's a derech aliyah, it's a gevaldige chizik, and it can bring tikkunim. But the meisa, by me is bara. That also causes a lot of problems by some people. Because if Hatzlacha means being a Kiveda, who could be Masik as Hagadus? A Bacha learns, and I'm not talking about somebody that fools himself. He learns 1 year and 2 years and 5 years and 6 years, and he wakes up one morning and he says, okay, Atan. I listen to the Shmuzin every year, I write them down, I chazer them, I know every word of his Baal Peh, and I learn about Smadha, and he's not fooling himself. He's not fooling himself. He did everything that he's supposed to do, maybe even more than he's supposed to do. And I learned 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. What am I? I'm not a Chivega. I'm not a Moshe Feinstein. I'm not even half a Moshe Feinstein. He runs to the store. He buys the Yossi Neman. He looks for his name on the front page. He's not even there. He turns to the back, the side. He runs to shul, maybe on the Kolkur, the mikvah. Maybe there his name is Baruch Abba, me. He's not there. He's no place. He goes in the streets. Maybe his name is there. He's not there. What happened? I did godless. If you learn, it's godless. Hatzlacha, hatzlacha. Where's my hatzlacha? I'm no place. Who heard of me? Who heard of me? What kind of business is this? Kivegi, when he was 15, he finished at 30 times. And me? I'm 20, I didn't start chat. Where's my godless? They promised it. Mekach Tori. Malach, yeah, Malach. How many of us think that way? We put in years of hatzmada, and we don't see hatzlacha? What kind of krumah cook is that? That's a cook? You zaycha to learn the Baruch's Torah for 6 years. Hatzmada. Is there a bigger hatzlacha than that? What, hatzlacha means being a kivega? No, it's not true. I tell you, it's not true. It's not shy. Nobody can be a kivega in this though. What kind of mishigas? And a person walks around. I've seen this. I've heard this with Pam Molay. They're comparing themselves to Yenin. A palm once told me, privately, he says he once got angry in his life. Listen, what he got angry about? He didn't say that once in his life, but I can tell you once in his life. He told me, I once get angry. And I said, what did the Bacha do? He came over to me and says, Rebbe, you know, when the Chavetz Chaim was my age, he did much more than me. He said, he's out of it. And the person thinks he's doing the right thing. He's comparing himself. What's Hatzlacha? To be a Chavetz Chaim, but it's not shy. What is the type of Hatzlacha, Rabbi say? Nothing else. Your Eilam, your Koiches, your Master, but all your Shverkaiten. If you're doing Kefichukcha, what was given to you, a disciple tells that to get that slaughter. And that's when Yitzhak has such a gewaltige Achiza. He compares Yenim is Metzliach and he's Metzliach. And versteht doch, when a person has no Sipuk HaNefesh, he can't go a step even. He can't go any place. And this is the gewaltige Segresti Yitzhak, but he's not shy. You're not being Matzliach. You're not being Matzliach. The stipler said the Moridika word. Let me tell you the stipler's word of Yisrael Chaim. The Gemara of Abbasra. Dr. Gemara. The Yosef Reda of Yeshua, the Hiram Abbey, Cholish. She got sick, injured, and Mamu, she passed out. And it was very hard to see what Tutach of Yenevel. Omar, so he said, Omar Abua. His father said, no, when he came back, Tatar, his father said, Menzun, what did you see? Like, Genevelt, he had a sakuk. He said, Oilam Hafakhaisi. I saw the great Evelt. El Yoinim, the greatest people here who in the Yasid Neman with all the Kalkaris, Galamata. Dachtoinim, he's Galamaila. The father told him, Oi, the Skutkizen. Oi, the Skutkizen. Amalei, Oilam Bari Isa. You saw a beautiful, the Emes Evelt. So the disciple of Pasuk Shas, he learns up the Gemara. He's not saying some drush or some maizes. So the disciple, you know what the Gemara means to say? So the disciple is the Balabas that works the whole day on Michel HaKola. And he comes home after Matatah. But he's conveying it and he goes to Kafi Emeshe. But Madaf Lev and Toya. And maybe he falls asleep even. But the maiz is fine. And he learns that hour, he goes home, he goes to sleep. In the morning, he wakes up an hour before the Chatepas Nachat Kafi Emeshe. Or maybe not even that much. He does all his yichayin and all his kaychas. So if the stifler, that's tachtoinim lamayla. He's going to be up Yenevel, he's going to be up the Ivanon, because he's doing his kaychas. So if the stifler, you know what El Yoyin Lamatin is? Maybe it's his son, a Ben Torah, who's in Kaila learning the whole day, but he quote kills time. He class and says, here, why? He's a big London, he has notebooks as I. And everything he's finished, he's fine, he knows gunshots. But he's not nothing else is Kaychas. He's not nothing else is sight. Here is our Yoinim. About Yenevel, this Lamata, That pasuk in the Gemara not this time. What a cook! What a taitch of hatzlacha! Hatzlacha does not mean to zayin yenim. It means if you're doing your yecholus and your koyches, if you're doing what Hashem would dig again with all your shveritizing, that's the greatest madrega. Rabbi said, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's gavus? What was it made Moshe Rabbeinu the greatest of Moshe Rabbeinu? Not that the koyches are betrayin. Not that he spoke to the shechina pel peh. Not that he gave the Torah and the chulu the chulu. His gavus was one thing when he was dieting, that he not faced his koyches. Because if there was one thing he could have done that he didn't do, it's chalila v'kiben el yoinim l'mata. If he had more koyches and he knew to rise, chas v'sholem v'tenich v'kiben el yoinim l'mata. That's not the Rambam. Nobody could be Moshe Rabbeinu in the koyach ha-toyra, in the koyach ha-hog of Kayisrael. The Rambam says very clear what he means. Yachol liya tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu. What does that mean, tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu? Not to give the Torah, not to have all his madregas. What was Moshe's godless? He nustays his koyches. And if a bacha comes along, he can be 13 years old, smach nustays, and he uses his koyches. In Gansin, I don't mean that he has to chayim, but he uses b'chol koychay, b'chol kavanotay, b'edim shatim, is there a madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because both of them are two coming to emes the not emes the Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu. Just kemenish. That's not like we say at the Yisrael Hamuna, Moshe was Moshe. Or the Der Nekuda in Tzitzit to Moshe Rabbeinu. Thus can get name the two coming. Chaval, chaval, chaval. If only we knew this. If only we understood this. How many more b'nei Torah would have atzlocha? Meretzich ayayin a krenk. I'm not being matzliach. And v'shteitach, if you're not matzliach, you can't go weiter. And a person with true machshavas, he ruins himself. I found a meridik aloshen ha-goyim, the goyim in Eben Shleimer, Perek Dalet. Pamu she'odem maschel leilach b'derech ha-yosher. He starts learning with a geshmak, he starts going, he's inciting. So achakach payers of the goyim. And then he stops. Mipnei she'kosh le'ma'oid, zei yishreh. Very sure, what does the goyim mean? So going by the room, Mishroyim al Hashem. He has tiny on the Rabbani Shloim. Shlohoi lai sai tishmaya. Rabbani Shloim. I think the going to Mama staying out of your face. Rabbani Shloim. I did what you told me. I learned 10 years. I'm out of Kirega. I'm out of going. What happened? And he has tiny. What's with all the Abdachas and Chazal? I will be emes, who be atma yikilto, the Masha Yotam, likvois, the Pam Achas, the Madrega al Yoyim. So if the Goyim, he ruined himself. He didn't realize what Hatzlacha really meant. Plus after springing, you're learning, you're putting in your koyches, or does it Hatzlacha? That's Kemoshe Rabbeinu. What's that time Shigasin? You'll be mekalki yourself, you have time for a bunny shalom. If I yashir chai, if I had your koyach, I would put this gun up in every base medish, and you would see how much more Hatzlacha it would be. Because nobody could learn when he's sebrachim, when he doesn't feel he's accomplishing. And we have to realize that every daf gemara we learn, every blat gemara, every tosis, every kiveiga, does is hatzlacha. If you're talking about fooling yourself and you're putting in the koyches, does is hatzlacha. I had a good dank, I'm afraid to say it, but I'll say it anyhow, but I think it has a tielis. I wondered many times, and today I was aimed at Baruch Hashem after the MS. You see so many times here in the city, all over, people who come to learn not from Mahomet. They don't have the shaykhs, the yeshiva shochinach we had, and they have such a cheshit, and such a chiyus. I'm telling you, I feel guilty. I feel like a rasha b'fneihem. And the harving, not on tosfos, not on Rashi, on a tight word. They run, they get the dictionary, they write it down. And the Leben Mamish, Kimea Shemayim al Oret, Himmel Diketeg! They're so besimcha. They're so tefriden. I wonder to myself, what's happening here? You see Balabatim even. They run to work and they have an hour on the train and they come home with such a tefriden kait and they're so besimcha. And that doesn't make sense to me. So why Bnei Torah, who are yet Tayyim Arashba, who are yet Tayyim Arsikas Abchayim, who have realized the beauty of Torah, and punkt day at the brachen, punkt day say that happy matzich, here a person that's mutching zich have a time to worry, and by him is good for the world, good for the world, and for us, we have a Reb Chaim, we have a Reb Reuven, gewaltige, gewaltige Oitzis, and we're not happy, what's the pshat, what's the yisoy? And it bothered me to no end, I'm telling you, mamish to no end, until I realized the answer, it's this yisoy, because by then, Avar Torah is Avar Torah, is Avar Nitzchi. Each daf, each word, is Lach HaKinyin in Torah Hashem. Is there a bigger Hatzlacha? Is there a bigger tight Hatzlacha than somebody that harvests to Vashtein a tight word? Because he's doing Gifikai Chaisav, and therefore, but Tzedek, he feels happy, he feels defeated. Because somebody's Matzliach is happy. What kind of Shaita shouldn't be Matzliach happy? He's Matzliach. Of us, what's our tight of Hatzlacha? With a big kapata in front of 300 shah for London, and a chabura goes from one end of shah to the other end of shah. Until then, we're not happy. Chashveitzer, we're not happy, it's a bracha. Why am I afraid to say this? I don't want people to think I say that we're tight words, you're trying to go in with Torah. But each person has to have his yecholus. That has to make him happy. Are you doing your yecholus, your kishroinus? People have told me, I'm in Koyal already, what's going to be with me? Am I not doing anything? You're not doing anything? What is that? You're not doing anything. You learned the whole year about smother and you're not doing anything? You ask about why you're not learning? Because what for? What's the difference? I learn, I don't learn. What the terrorist is? I'm telling you, the unser shuri is because haslacha means to be a kiveger. Until then, I'm not maskulach. So Taki's right. And it's such a machla. I'm telling you, it's such a machla. A person could say, I'm not doing anything, that means he forgot a tight word. The tight word he forgot is haslacha. He forgot what the Rambam says, that a person, if you put it in called Koichai, you call it Havanasai, thus is Kimoisha Rabbeinu. And the 12th grader who can't even do a Taisha, but he does it anyhow, and he mutches it, and he doesn't even finish it. But again, if it's called Koichai and called Havanasai, in that moment, Le'eis Ata, he was Zaycha to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. And Avada, that's I'm afraid to say this, I don't mean Chalila to be mocked in the inner of Asagas, a person has to have bigger Asagas. But think to yourself, are these bigger Asagas helping me steig or stopping me from steiging? Are they my chicken or my kilkum? Remember, one of the first things in the Mishnah, in Kinyan HaTorah, is Simcha. By me is bar, does not only mean Simcha to be happy in Meshigga. It means to be happy with what you're doing. To realize aschus, to be shasul b'veit Hashem. Is there a bigger hatzlacha? Who needs you to be a kireiga? You're being mamash k'moish rabbeinu. If you're nothing like that moment, that day, I don't mean that you're fooling yourself. Don't be a kireiga, be a moish rabbeinu. That's hatzlacha, that's hatzlacha, boys. That's time of hatzlacha. Rapam said over once that he was zeichet, you know, be close to a shingel. Who most of you have never heard of him because he was missed many years ago. But if you remember life today, he would zechah be the God Lahadar. He was a gewaldige goyim and a gewaldige charef, avos atoyer and tzitzkis, everything in one. So Rapam once told me, you know what his aslacha was? I remember his lashon. Etzach gefreit of yedder berekel toyer. When somebody freit of yedder berekel, he wants more. Mi sheyesh leimana, reitz mesayim. And nach habrekel, and he's so happy. It springs from the dach of simcha. If somebody's happy, that's one of the kinyanim of simcha. But chalila, if a person feels he doesn't have a money, has garnished, then he doesn't want anything to go weiter. That, Rabbi Yisai, is the uptight of hatzlacha that we all have to remember. The Sasemes teaches the Mishnah in Samech B'chelkoi. In one of the Memches, Dvorim Sarnikazem, is Samech B'chelkoi. Zok the Sasemes. Samech B'mach Shechaneni Hashem. Hagam Zok the Sasemes, Ki Kina Seif in Tar B'chalma, V'ra Hab Goy Sasagit. Al Mekomach B'chelik Sheloi, Yesh Le Gam Kim L'smoyach. Sasemes is Kurt of Azoy Zis. Have big Asagit. Good. But don't forget what you're doing. Don't forget what you're doing on this world. You're doing the Gestazach. If you're talking, you're being Kamaisha Rabbeinu. And you're Tabrachin. Have a Sagit. But be a businessman. If you try your business and it doesn't go, go Vaita. There's no hechsh in this world. Hatzav is a great zach. Sheif is a great zach. But see if it's helping you. And this is the achrayis that on every person of the frat our zor. That enoch anami is a zor yosan mitarechon. On mitacheni it's a murdik and murdik gelegenheit. Rapam says over to say that that oitzus veld is a chengas. That's our zor. This is the shmai of yecholus for anybody. A kibal kishun, a nishbal kishun, sahad nishitan. If you stick out your hand, you're going to reveal. That's what works. That's what gets you places. To do some after what you have. And what Chesrab, the Chayin Lubracha, once said over that he was with the Machanan, right before the war, I'm sorry, with the Baruch, right before the war, and it was the Valgei Sura, the Gashmi is Pashtetach, but in Ruchmi is Nachmer. Many of the Dalim were Nifra Nath Kufa, and Baruch Be'er felt that he was Nifra right after that, that the Baruch made a Chizik. And he called him to him in the house, and he said, "This lashon, b'shas milchama, if a general falls, if a general is killed, can afilu a soldat, even a regular soldier can burn general." And he said, then that enechanami is the greatest milchama, sayin gashmi is sayin ruchni is, but now the soldatin, the plain people, the pashita, the youngera. Can an ois wachsen. This is all the types that was a ganze schmooze in these werke. This is the siyaita de shmai that we have in our door. Now, the bracha that has seichel, that stelt sich zu zum lernen, so the mamish you can find oitis wherever he goes. It's easier than ever. Aber der chreis is noch kesser. You were put onto this world, in this door for a tachlis. You are one of those believed to kinder from the Eivishter that had seichel to know what an aleph is. Because 99% don't know what an aleph is. What are you doing with your yichailis? You're sitting in a makam kodesh the whole year. What's coming with it? Are you taki being zoicha to see aylamcha? Are you taki being zoicha to see aylamcha? Remember those words. Or chas v'sholam is the baltashchus to gufa adis. That you're wasting away your own kodesh. And Rav Schwab, Zechayin Mavracha, Leitzu, Nacha Gevaldige Deher. He says, in his times, it was unheard of. A young man, still shriving Svarim, still very Rosh Hashiva. He said, in our times, in the 1990s, how many younger light wrote Svarim already? How many younger light have a Rosh Yeshiva, right? We have a Kinahara from different yeshivas. If I say, Ruba de Ruba of the Rosh Yeshivas today, a younger light, I don't think it's a Guzma. This is, I don't want to say names, but you have the first few Rabbim name. Oh, but wherever you go, he has yeshiva. And all you in the life, there are both, man. Ruba de Ruba, think about it. So Rav Schwab said, thus is Mekuyim, what Baruch Beth said. Oh, but General Faust, can I feel also that very general? This is the story of our Zohar. Rabbi said, there's no Zohar like today that all the generals already fell. Azad Zohar Yosin. Oh, but the Meister, there's potential and there's yechaylus there. With all of the clubs we got, we also have koyach. And a person has a false anivus. Nah, not me. Yenem, him, but not me. This is false anivus and it's also beaten had enough of them. I gave you koyachus, I gave you azador, and you wasted it away? What kind of nari do? On lamcha, tir b'chayach, we have to remember this. On a bacha, I see patrin yaseidah. I think to myself, Pikeya, my royal is there. What's doing? What's happening with there? You know what the answer is without asking him? He thinks to himself, boss is an afkemina. If I learn, yeah, if I learn it. If I be a kivega, I'll be without this. If I won't, this is not going to help. Boss is an afkemina, no chaseida. That person forgot what ashlacha means. He forgot that even if he has all this urim and has everything clear by him, if he's not using like every seder, chas v'sholem el yoinim, don't let zayim mabata chas v'sholem. I gave you koyachas, you're better than the rest of them. Don't let zayim maniach. Oh, but you had more koyachas, you had a better stove, you had a better this, a better that. Are you using like your koyachas? Medafas nutzim be'avod, l'chumre and l'kula. If somebody is not looking like his koyachas, forget about everybody else. He's chas v'sholem, he's not a matzliach. And the Idach Yisra, if he does, and he has a Shvacha Kisran, and he looks at Zorik in Gantin, it's Tachtoinim Adayin Lamata. And we have Rabbi Yisai, a golden gelegenheit. It's a chance in a lifetime. These brachos yaren, take it from me, I'm not a brach anymore. There are no days, I repeat, there are no days in a person's life like the brachos yaren. These are the tzelte, gewaldige tag. Oh, but they don't last forever. Not zayayis, not zayayis, this is oitzes, oitzes are valdinze. Don't pat aside, don't waste time. So much yecholus, so much a person can be. The Chiddush HaYom said it so beautifully. In davening, we will still cry right before the Kedusha and Musaf, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Adam yisoydei meyafa v'soyfer liyafa. Forever the Chiddush HaYom, was veit men? If it's Adam yisoydei mizahav and soyfer liyafa, of them not veinin, from zahav to afa. Oh, but he started out afa, and he ended out afa, to vazi is, what's the gevenish? So if the Chiddush HaYom, it can sein soifer lazov. That's the gevenish. Not what you were, look what you could have been. In a chanami you're a bacha. But remember it could have been soifer lazov. Remember the yechaylet. We all spend so much time and as nefesh worrying about the enem. How about ourselves? How about our yichas? How about our kishroinis? Is it going down the drain, chas v'shalom? Hatzlacha means if you use your kaychas. And then we have gevaldige siyach nishmaya. The going in Mishlei, Perek Tezayin, on the pasuk l'odem marchei leiv, u'me'ashem ha'aloshen, zok the going, v'chein, v'zeh ha'aloshen, v'chein hu b'toyra, v'achmona liba boi, u'kashe yosem nafsha, he gives him ganse nefesh, la'ayin v'toyret Hashem b'chol levovoi, b'chol nafsha, and he puts in all his koichis, u'b'chol moedai, everything he has, Hashem yidem lo'ideya, u'bina, v'haskel, l'lmoy l'olame. The Goyen is telling us the Yisoyed of Hatzlacha. Not to be a Kiveg, not to be a Chavrusa. To be yourself, your Teichet. And then you have an Hatzlacha from the Goyen. That Hashem will give you the Seichel, l'lmoy l'olame, gewaldige Zachen. That's the Teich of Hatzlacha. And so many times we forget this. We let days go by, and weeks go by. Are we packing this to your eyes? Are we packing this to our Gelegenheit? Or Chas V'Shalom, is it going by? Is Chas V'Shalom the Maral talking to us when he says that it's Roy Likoy Alav Kisif Perish and Nisha? Are we Zoycha to see our Olam? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. Rav Shimon Schwab, Zayin Gezun Mishtak, spent a Shabbat Erech Chafetz Chaim. And he had many mitzvahs, but there's one mitzvah I think is very important for us to know. The Chafetz Chaim turned to Rav Schwab and said, "Du bist HaKoyim?" His name. He goes, "Ich bin HaKoyim." Rav Schwab even said, he felt that the Chafetz Chaim was saying funny Sachen. And he goes, "Du weißt, was ich bin HaKoyim?" "Bei meinem Tatsi bin HaKoyim." "Du weißt, was du bist HaKoyim?" "Bei meinem Tatsi nicht bin HaKoyim." "Chafetz Chaim ist doch ein Widdle." "Vater?" So he goes, "Du weißt, was?" And he goes, "All the way back, you know why? I'm HaKoyim, my father, v'chulu, v'chulu." Because thousands of years ago, Dr. Chavetz Chaim, there was a cry that went out from Moshe Rabbeinu, "Mil Hashem Eloi." There was an Eish Tzara then. And Moshe said, "Mil Hashem Eloi." And my father was there, Dr. Chavetz Chaim. And he said, "Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm here, I'm ready. I need Hashem." And that's why for thousands of years, his Einikloch and Ur Einikloch have their gewaltige Yichus Kahuna with all the matanis and with all the goblins of Kahuna. Your father was there. He heard the cry, "Mil Hashem Eloi," but he didn't go. And for the thousands of years, he's lighting from that narisek, from that toys. So Chavetz Chaim Leitzu, what do I mean? So Chavetz Chaim Leitzu, there's different itai sara, there's different shverkait in the world, in the history of the world. And to say it is a call, "Mil Hashem Eloi." Hab Seichel, and say, "Ich bin da, I'm ready." Rabbi Yisai, that was 50 years ago when the Gardeya was the Golem. Oh, but today you have to be deaf of Veda Oiden. Nicht the Heron, they be shy for "Mil Hashem Eloi." You have to be deaf and ganz and have to hear that the Baskalas Machrezes Oilem the Briyas Melbonish Al Toyra. You have to be deaf not to see, not to hear the Elbon HaTorah in every shtot. Avad here in Eshrag is beautiful and fine. What's with the rest of the belt? And who's going to pick up Keren HaTorah if not for us? Who's going to pick up Kvod HaTorah if not for us? We have to realize that's our achrayus today. We have to scream the Kohen HaKodesh, Ani Lashem. I'm here, I'm ready to help. And how do you want to help? For us, when they tell you, is one answer. That's Steigen and Lennon. That's the answer for everyone that Ace Asa was going to be Shpat and Levin, that every person could be his Shlichus. Oh, but today, all of us, have that gewaltige Achrayis, or better gesagt, that gewaltige Schuss, that gewaltige Siyaita Nishmaya, to be in their Zor, a Zor from Siyaita Nishmaya, a Zor from Koichus Bilti Gvul, remember that, a Zor from Koichus. If you think the past 50 years, HaMapeches HaChayim, what happened in America, it's not Umziz, it's not Ach Shedora. It's the Yaita Dishmaya Bilti Gvul. It's Yecholas Bilti Gvul. Zel Umzeh, there's so much Tumah, and there's so much Yaita Dishmaya Umzeh. That's the Hezma of our Zohar, that's why there's so many Kailim today, and there's so much Hatzlach on the Minotayr. But only the one that sticks out his hands says, I need Hashem, I'm ready. Only that person will get it. I visited my Rashiva the other day, and he said, we say in Davni, Yeratim Lefanecha, Shibana Beit HaMikdash, V'seinchal Kenu B'sarisecha, V'sham Avodcha, V'yiris, V'chulu. What's that Torah to tell me then? You're talking about Beit HaMikdash, you throw in Torah, and back to Beit HaMikdash. Gilstein, Shibana Beit HaMikdash, V'sham Avodcha, V'seinchal Kenu. She said, over from Chazal, how is a person going to bring back the Beit HaMikdash? What are the bricks that build the Beit HaMikdash? The same Chalkeinu B'Soyer Secha. If we'll have our Chedek in Torah, and what does Chalkeinu Rabbi say? Duchse Chalkeinu is Oilom Echa. Oilom Chatir B'Chayach, your Oilom. Chalkeinu by people are different. The Taich of Atzlach, remember, the Chumra and the Kula, is your Atzlach, your Chedek. That's Chalkeinu Daika, your Chedek. If we'll link to a hand, if we'll hear the cry of Mila Shem Eloi, which is so loud, which is never so open, if we'll hear the cry of the Basko, that's Oilam Abriyat HaMayim Shal Torah, if we'll link to a hand, link to a heart, link to a bit of the Hasmod and Amelis, then Taka, with Halkeinu B'Sar Yitzecha, will be Zaycha, as the Shem Na'avodcha B'Yir Yitzvam Shem Ha'yoy.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.hl.com